Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, High Vibers. It's Queen Rich here on Frequency Sunday. I'm so blessed and happy to be here. Yes, thank you all. I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Lissa Renee. How's it hanging, girl?
You know, it's going. And hey to all the Viber babes. It's been going good, you know. I really wanted to say something because I know I feel like I've just been going off the edge lately. And so before I do get into all that, I just want to say I hope everyone has had or is having a wonderful day depending on where you are in the world. And it started with me having to reschedule a test and forfeit my test fees because I had to work. And yesterday around noon, my computer, it goes out. You know, my computer, my supervisor, he out of town, so I mean, shit, he can do about it, but I can't work. But you also didn't give me this time off, and I put it in 3 weeks in advance. I already missed out on my damn money, so now I got to take the test at a later time and repay again. Okay, so then, you know, I took some time, and I was just like, since, you know, I had time to kill, I was brushing through my book. And I will say I regret not looking back through it. And how, like, I won't do it, you know. Like, I wanted to tell the people who they were, but, you know, upcoming writers, you just got to, you know, be aware of things and then, you know, proofread your shit. They took an edit and edited an edit. So, that was fucking stupid. So, I want to be clear that Jamar didn't do this shit, but I want to say to anybody that has ever purchased a book, most definitely reach out to me so I can resend you another one, an updated book with the stories in the correct order. And so, you know, I wanted to thank you because I know yesterday we text briefly and you did, you know, let me know that I can reach out to you and vent. And I feel like a lot of what's going on, like all week, I've been talking to people and some I haven't talked to since high school and the others are, you know, regulars, but only reaching out when they going through it or some shit like that. And I say this all the time, but I think I'm going to stick with it. And I think it's going to run into what you have to say today. But if you have, if you're having relationship issues, don't fucking call me. I won't hear it. Like, I won't hear it no more. If you already know, in your heart, shit need to change. Don't ask me for advice. Just turn around and go back to the same shit. And if your partner does not like me, stop reaching out to me because when my skills are tipped, my skills are tipped, I don't give a damn about no respect, disrespect. I'm going to find that balance. It's been so crazy because you know how you be cool with people all this time and then they get with somebody and I guess people, I don't know what it is. I guess people not used to their mates having friends. And so it's always an issue. And I wanted to tell you that yesterday, but I know you know everybody I know. And so I just want everybody to find their own peace and stay in it because me being spiritual, that don't mean nothing really. Like, I don't mind getting on nobody's ass. So, and then, you know, I was called an enabler, so my lesson for the week was to stop enabling people because I kind of felt like I didn't get mad when I was called that because I do kind of feel like it's true. And it's just like, I don't know, like just from me being a child, people have always either wanted to act slow or act like they didn't want to try. But, you know, labeling something hard before they even try. So I'm used to just doing it. You know, I have four siblings. So I'm the type of person, if I want it done right, I'm just going to do it. And so, I was just like, I'm learning to say no, and I guess people don't know how to take me, and it's kind of like I'm not allowing myself to sync with other people anymore. Like, yeah, I can't swim, but obviously you can't neither, but if I'm keeping myself afloat, why the fuck I got to sync with you? Like, no.
Yeah.
And so it's just been, like, a whole lot of everything running together, so I feel like my spirit has been under attack because, you know, when you're spiritual, you don't have to be in a room to hear the conversation or be connected to motherfuckers on social media to catch the subliminals of punk bitch be saying. So I've just been working on myself all week, and I wanted to tell you this yesterday, but I won't tell you a little bit about it in the show because, again, I think it's going to run into what you have to say today. And so I just, that's just me. And I thank you because, and I thank the listeners as well because I was just like, I wanted to reach out to you, but I know what it's like for people to just call and drop some unnecessary-ass energy on you that don't belong to you. And I don't never want to do you like that. Like, if me and you can't laugh at the shit I'm going to tell you, like, we just going, you know what I'm saying? Talk about it when we talk about it, because I don't want to be trying to stress nobody. But, again, and that's a lesson for the people. But for real, if people don't call you on a regular, why call when you need me or when you're going through it? I don't appreciate people like that. So I don't, like, I mean, you and I, we keep talking. I know I'm able to talk to you, but I just, I don't know, I'm a weird-ass person. But thank you for that mini vent session. How is your day going? I know you were off today. You were relaxing. What you got going? Y'all cooked?
Girl, no, cooked yesterday. You know I don't cook 2 days in a row. Baby cooked yesterday, so I didn't have to do nothing today. Got the kids, you know, school week ready with their clothes, washed up and stuff. Really been chilling and resting. Shit, you know me. I'm resting. I'm going to rest when I need the rest. I'm resting. Been really drained. You know, this is my week of the month. So really just having my time, letting my feelings flow through me. It hasn't been as emotional as it usually is, and I'm really proud of myself for that because sometimes I forget when my cycle is coming, and I'd be like, damn, why the fuck am I tripping? Like, everything I want to cry about, literally. I look at my kids and want to cry because they get so big. Like, shit like that. And so, you know, this has been overall, you know, emotionally great for me. Besides work, girl, you know, work is hell. Connection fucked up, had done already upgraded once, was still having problems, had to call him out here, get a new modem, all this extra shit, missed 2 days of work, girl, broke as fuck. Like, you know, just all, with all of that, I don't give a fuck. It's what's so crazy. Girl, I ain't got no weed, nothing. Just, I'm just happy. I'm over here happy and just, I don't give a fuck about some shit. And, you know, I mean, it just, sometimes it really do be habit, you know? And that's all it is habit. Mm-hmm. But I'm happy. I'm blessed. Like I said, kids good, house good, shit, me good, hell. It's cool. Been a beautiful day out here today in OKC. I can't lie. But, yeah, you're welcome. And I wanted to tell you also, like, don't ever feel like that. I'm really good at not, you know, letting people's energy latch on to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can vent to me all fucking day, girl. We can talk about whatever, you know what I'm saying? And when we're done talking about it, we're done talking about it. You know what I'm saying? So don't ever feel like you can't, you know, call or I'm not up to hear the shit or whatever, girl, because you know I'm with all the bullshit. I'm nosy as hell. So call me. Call me.
I'm nosy as hell. And, you know, what you just said, you know, about, you know, you're happy, like, I feel like that's me. Like, when I don't got to worry about having, you know, because, you know, when you have it like that, motherfuckers, you got to pay this, you got this, this, and this, and people want from you and that. But when it's kind of like you down to your lowest, it's like all you got is yourself and you're fucking happy. And I'll be telling people that all the time, and they be like, you're weird. Clay to tell them, I feel the happiest when I have no money in my pockets because, bitch, you can't ask me for shit. I ain't worried about shit. Can't shit go wrong other than what's done happen. So I don't care. So, yeah, that it be like that. But, Queen Rich, I wanted to ask you, did you catch that fight last night?
Girl, no. I knew exactly what was going to happen. What's so crazy about it? They get all these people hyped up and get them betting, and they all, I'm going to this fool and this fool. And why the nigga kneel? Like, why the what? He kneeled. He didn't even get knocked out. I mean, whatever. Everybody talking about a body shot, liver shot, all that, whatever. Because, whatever.
But
it's
you
just
know,
too much hyping up for it to be like that.
It
for it to
was,
end like that. I wanted him to sleep.
Nah, yeah, exactly. And I'm gonna tell you why. And it seems like everything is about race these days, because it is. And tell you, that fucking fight is live. Like, I ain't placed a bet in a long time. And you know me, always got to be doing shit. So I was watching the fight, and I was responding to a message on Facebook at the same time and noticed people making it a black and brown thing. How when we're brown and black doesn't exist. But anyways, the Mexicans was mad, calling him a bitch-ass nigga, and our people, of course, was in the comments saying, drop that Mexican boy, along with a whole lot of other things. And the shit was funny, I won't lie to you. But we got to know these people get paid to entertain. Why continue to let what people get paid to do destroy us for free? Man, y'all better fucking join forces if you know what's best for you. These white people do not give a fuck about us. But yeah, that motherfucker was dry.
Yeah. Girl, I said in my head, boy, I know this. What's going to happen? It's going to be some pool-ass shit because they both get paid. It ain't like he just losing. So, I mean, whatever. But, hey, get your money, whatever. Entertain, whatever. Anywho, on to the topic of discussion since you already brought up race. Interracial dating. How we feel about it. Well, how I feel about it. Okay. Ever since I was young, and I'm going to say, in the black culture, your black household, whatever, somebody in that motherfucking on down that line, somebody told y'all white women were evil. Okay, I had an Amy. She was blunt as fuck, right? And I was chunky when I was little. And I guess to get me to stay up to par on my hygiene, she used to tell me fat people stink. And I fucking believed her. I believed her, even though I didn't stink. I mean, you know, as a kid, you might not wash your ass every damn day. You might sit on the toilet while the shower run or whatnot. But whatever. As a kid, she told me this, and I believed her. So I kept my hygiene up, you know. She also told me white women were evil. Now, I don't know if this was because, you know, like I said before on season one, I didn't find out my grandma was, you know, a lesbian until I got older and really, you know, opened my eyes to the shit. So my granny has this white woman. She's actually still, you know, whatever, now that we're older. Like, this lady has been around forever, like, since we was little. But anyway, my Amy, she used to talk shit all the time, still talk shit, because she, like, I remind me of her, you know what I'm saying? But she told me that white women were evil then, and I believed it. And that's what we grew up on. So I have one brother, right? And she would tell him the same shit. And, I mean, he didn't give a fuck because, you know, pro-choice. He's going to do it. The nigga going to do what they want to do. They attracted, they're going to go get it, whatever the fuck. But my thing is, now that I'm older and I have three sons that I'm raising, me and my woman, we're raising together, we feel like that's a no-go as well. Now, I don't know if that's because it's instilled in the culture or if, you know, it's seeing, you know, all the false rape. Sometimes these guys are getting murdered, set up, you know what I mean? And that's not even just celebrity-wise. Like y'all motherfuckers don't watch true crime. But I'm saying, for my household, I don't want my sons dating at all. I don't want no girls in my house, black, white, Mexican, nothing, at my house at all. Teenagers, I understand hormones and stuff like that. And like you said before, we talked, Lissa, and we spoke on this, and you opened my eyes to a lot of shit. Because then you was like, well, would you rather him go to their house? Like, fuck no, I would not. You know what I'm saying? So I'm pulling this way, that way. But I have told my kids, like, my sons, like, no, we ain't going that route because I am terrified. I wouldn't even let, like, they can have white friends and all that, but they got to come play over here. Simple as that. I don't know. I have fucked up trust issues, and I don't know if that's because of, you know, what we've been through, what we see, or whatnot, what the influence is, but that's just really deeply how I feel, and that's really how the shit goes around my household. Like, my kids they're not going to stay tonight. They have probably homeboy house, you know, around the corner, same complex and stuff like that, but as far as, you know, just going miles away with the friends, and, you know what I'm saying, staying the night at the friend house, like, it takes a lot for me to let my oldest son leave the house with a group of friends. Now, when it comes to dating, he's not dating or anything right now that I know of, and I think he's pretty upfront with me about the situation, but I always ask, and I don't know how he feels about it. Maybe I should ask him, but I always ask, is she white? Like, that'd be the first fucking question. Is she white? Is she black? Is she white? But, hey, I don't know. That's just how I feel. And I don't know if I'm a fucked up parent or if it's just my conscious, my subconscious, conscious, whatever it is. But it can't be all just in my head. I can't be the only one that thinks like this. How do you feel on the matter?
Okay, well, I want to run down there real brief about all of it, because I've seen how you worded your post, you know, about the parenting, the choice, the culture. So first I want to say, you know, I'm always down for new methods, you know, new methods of parenting. You know, the times have changed and we must change with them. And right. I said that because I know people with kids, you know, with all ages in older or younger, you know, I can guarantee you there's people out there that's been through different experiences, you know, providing different results. Now, will that determine how you handle the situation? Fuck no, but it does give you insight. But sometimes people, you know, they're too good to hear from others. Now, I will say I will take parenting advice because I give it, but I will say it ain't shit a funky hunky can tell me about my kids. I don't give a fuck if your kids are quote-unquote black. What the fuck is black anyway? But let's say black is a race of people. If you mix, if you, you know, you mix it with your white ass, it's no longer black, my friend. It's mixed. So black, white, and mixed are three different things. Again, my friend, we are not the same. So what bothers me about white people with mixed kids is the fact that they will tell you why they date men of color, black men they call them, on top of thinking that they can recommend hair and skin products for people of color. They just have all the fucking advice, want to adopt the color of children, I mean the children of color. I don't know, it's just a lot that you have to deal with them before you even get into the mixing of the blood. But y'all, and then, you know, they have the nerve to think we're jealous of them because we're always having to stand up, because sometimes these motherfucking niggas ain't going to do it. They're going to kiss the ground and white bitch walk on. So, but yeah. It's kind of like y'all buy the body we develop naturally. And before motherfuckers think we want to be like them because of the weave, y'all need to do your research on blue-eyed, blonde hair, people of color. So let's go down through there. So, boom, you get the man. Y'all make a baby. He leave you because your skin color didn't make him the superwoman you thought it did. Now you calling your mixed kid nigger. Or say the shit goes good because, you know, we all love a happy ending. You beg to get this great creation of a man. Y'all make a baby. It works out great. Y'all stay married for forever, but you raise your daughter to be the best white person she can be, never acknowledging the cultural side. So, or hey, because, you know, you got a black dick in your mouth, you can say nigga, and you say nigga because you respect us and you would never say nigger. Respect me by fucking your cousins like you've been doing and don't say shit at all. And so this led me to a lot of everything that I'm just feeling because my best friend, like, I love him to death. We've been cool all my fucking life. And there's never been a situation to now to make me just want to be like, fuck it. Because, you know, when you do have friends and you're in a relationship, you respect their, you know, you respect their partners. You don't want nobody disrespecting your partner, but bitch.
Right.
Come on now.
Right.
So she mixed, but she act like a white woman. So she see me as a threat because that's how she was raised. And so when her and my best friend, they get into it, she think it's okay to reach out to me, but don't want her husband talking to me at all. And then he'll tell me all the shit she be saying, and it's like, bro, that shit is white. You know, you talk about pulling up on me. Bitch, obviously you don't fucking know me.
Yeah.
I said, bro, you stop telling me stuff like that, because, you know, because that's how you want to attack her. Like, again, don't get this spirituality confused with Christianity. I will bust your ass. I don't care about a friendship that much. And I promise you, we ain't going to fall out that bad to where we ain't going to be friends again. And then they always got the nerve to want to talk about girl power, but hate us. Girl, bye. And if you take the bold statements away, like, you know, with a person of color to carry on their legacy, you take that out the equation, then it won't be one. Because I don't mind people loving who love them back. Now,
right.
I ain't with it. I'm not saying I'm with it. But if that's who you love, and you don't mind altering your DEA for their DNA, then go ahead. For me and mine, they already know we don't do life heads. A motherfucker's named Jesus, my bad.
Well,
and I just like to think that we're all cut from a different cloth that makes different items when the pieces are collected. And we're not fucking with it because, like you say, that you, when you're a child, you all hear your own stories about shit. And for us, it was, you know, my brother, my mom say shit like, you can't use your comb, you can't bring her home. You know, it was all about the way that they carried themselves. They don't even believe in washing their ass with a washcloth. Do you know somebody had to teach white people? And they're still learning that till today. So do you really think, I got daughters? Hell no. Don't put no pink little piggy in you. I would be crushed. And I can't tell you what to do once you get of age. But, baby, I don't want nothing little and I don't want nothing pink. I like my meat well done. So, no, I'm not fucking with it. They raise their kids to be white instead of embracing both sides. So, and I feel like until they can respect us as a people, I really don't give a fuck that they exist.
I actually have, you know, my mom had a best friend that was white and all her kids are mixed and stuff like that, which she was cool. I never heard her ever say nigga, nigger, anything like that. She's still cool to this day.
Because my auntie don't say that.
My auntie don't say that. You know, right.
Exactly. She married my sister's.
Exactly
what I'm talking about. Yeah, she married my sister's husband's dad. So yeah, I know you're talking about, and that's what I'm saying. Like certain people, like, and I think that's where we get white people and white folks confused because we don't fuck with white people, but white folks, y'all cool. You know what I'm saying? Y'all cool.
Yeah.
And I have cousins. Like, don't get me wrong. I have several white aunts.
Yeah.
But they act like themselves. They teach their kids to embrace both sides. We not just, hey, this is it. No.
Right.
Not this new age shit.
Right. So my thing is, you know, like I said before, they know more about us than we do ourselves. Now, these white women that, you know, study and actually do research, they know the sun is heating up. And they motherfucking ass is not going to be able to survive. And for their legacy and bloodline to carry on, they have to mix it and get some of this liquid gold. Now, how do you know or how do we know, how would anybody ever know what the true intentions was of a person? Now, I can't say if my daughter was black, I would be okay with her being with a white man either. Because you know how black, I'm going to say ghetto black mamas is. Like, yeah, get him. He got some money, get him. He got so quick, you know, with it not even thinking about, you know, what if in the bedroom he calls her his sex slave or some shit? What if behind the closed door she's his nigger bitch? Like, shit, like, just like with these white women and black men, just like that. When they argue, you don't know what the fuck is said. Yeah, he probably just taking it like a dumbass and not even looking deep into it. Like, I can't stand men that are unaware of themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, them type of niggas, like, them is niggas. Unaware. Now, an actual man that, you know, may find it in his heart to be with a white woman that has actually, you know what I'm saying, invested in him, into knowing him, his culture and shit like that. Like you said, white people, white folks is different. And I don't think people, you know, kind of get that shit. But, hey, whatever. You ready to jump into this music list?
I am ready.
Okay, so
I'm really ready because I want to know. I wanted to know what made you pick that, if you don't mind me asking. That shit scared me. Like, that shit used to fucking scare me as a child.
That's exactly what I was about to say. This, like, no lie, this song terrified. Like, I was scared as fuck when I was little. Like, now that I'm thinking about it, like, I was scared of a lot of shit. And this song was actually the scariest shit. Anytime I heard, like, my brother was an asshole, I would tell him I'm afraid of some shit, and he would use it against me. Like, he would sing the Freddy Krueger song and shit like that. Because anyway, a lot of shit scared me. This song was one of them. And this is Coolio, Gangsta's Paradise, y'all.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been flapping and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying in chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like, on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight. Situation they got me facing, I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the shit, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker, and my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know. After minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking what's going on in the kitchen. But I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody did it teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
Why, but that song used to remind me of death for some reason, but I never really listened to the lyrics. I think it was the whole background music and the choir and shit like that. I told you, church used to scare shit out of me when I was little, but I don't know, listening to the lyrics though, no, that was some real shit. Like, when you think about what the fuck he's saying, this nigga said, I've been laughing and blasting so long. If I'm laughing and blasting so long, like, because I'm 30 now, 30-something now, is I'm still going to be laughing and blasting, you know, later on? But you got to be productive. Don't get caught up, you know what I'm saying, sitting around and just laughing and blasting and you ain't doing shit. Get up off your ass and get it done, man. You still scared?
Hell yeah. But, again, that song used to scare me as a child, but I'm a fan of CeeLo, so I jam it, like, when I'm in a throwback mood. I don't really listen to Coolio. So, like I said, it's that background music that really draw you in. So it's not one that's on my playlist, but when that motherfucker said, I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it, I felt that shit.
Deserve it.
Here lately, yes. I've been battling with myself of being a bad person, but I'm one of them people, you got to really fucking push me before I react, because I know when I react, I'm always take it there. So I try not to. But then just listening to the song, like, I was today years old when I noticed he had bars. Like, seriously, like you said, that was some real gangster shit. He was 23 when he made that, and he was around for a while. And now it's like, goddamn, he deserved more flowers while he was, you know, still here. But in his last interviews, you could tell they was coming from him. I don't know if you watched it. I don't know what drew me to his interviews and not his music. But I think it was me watching Kenan and Kel with my kids, you know, watching some 90 cartoons. Well, what we grew up on as 90 kids. And, you know, him coming on there. And so him just being on there, it led me to, you know, wanting to know more about him. And then, you know, he passed. And Grandma Mama called me I want to say maybe 3 weeks ago. She said, girl, you know Coolio died? Mama, if you don't leave me the fuck alone, he's been dead.
The fuck?
I was just like, she said, well, it just popped up on my phone. I said, I don't know why I did that, but he's been dead. She, like, you really called me for that? But anyways, this next record we're getting into, I have you to thank for putting me on. Like, she comes from a long line of successful musicians in her energy to me is just everything, and if you have a little voice, you're going to love the range in this song. Shit, even if you can't sing, it, you know, you would enjoy singing this one. I know I do. And so this one is Alex Isley, About Him.
Telling everyone I know.
I just think that that is a beautiful song. I don't know. You know, I feel like I hear a lot of songs about men expressing, you know, their love for their woman. But nowadays, you don't really hear about a woman, you know, expressing her love for her man or just being grateful. You hear pop my pussy this. Not, don't get me wrong, I like that type of music too. But it's something different to cater to, and I don't know if you've heard that one, but what you think about that one?
But I really don't, you know, remember the lyrics of the song, but it sounds really beautiful. The song, with you know, it kind of puts me in a mood of like her performing at a jazz club or something like that, you know what I'm saying? Like with those background singers and that piano and shit like that make me want to get dressed up real nice. Do a little slow dancing and stuff like that. But, yeah, very nice song. She's a great artist.
Yeah,
though.
Real grown-up shit.
Yes, real, real grown and sexy. Love it, love it. And like you said, usually women are singing about how bad they're being treated. And you know what I'm saying? Or, like you said, some sex shit. But as far as, like, just appreciation and, hey, yeah, she did it with that one. My next song is by Brent, and I hope I'm saying his name right, Brent Fayez, Running on E. I feel like we've played the song. I'm not sure, but I like this song. This song is the jam. Like he fucked around on this one. Brent Fayez, Running on E.
Did it get this way? Made your decision. That is a consequence. Say it to someone else. Thank you.
the Hurts played on that song was just, it had me, my body vibrating, my insides vibrating, like, what? How do they be doing that? Like, putting the beats over there and then put the lyrics over there. I ain't gonna lie. When me and Baby into it, I like to play that song just to piss her off. Because the lyrics.
I feel like you're childish. But, you know, we never played that on air. I've never heard it before. But I love his energy and his music when I do hear it. And now I want to dance to that because the E for me would be energy. But listening to his words, like, he was burnt out. Like, Baby had him on E, but he fucked around and gassed up and, you know, finding his worth. And I fucking love it. Men, know y'all worth. Shit. I like that song. I've never heard it, but I'm definitely going to play it a few more times when we get off of air today. I like that.
Yes, yes.
So, this next one, I heard it yesterday and I don't know. I was just like, shit, I want to play this song because I feel like next Sunday for me, my playlist will be, you know, local and surrounding artists. I've been networking a little bit, and then I realized that, you know what I'm saying, we've been asking people to send their music in. Some people, they don't operate that way. Sometimes you got to go to them for their shit. So it's kind of like you want some for me, you come to me. So that's what I've been doing, and so I was like, just let me get all the music that I do know out of the way. And being in my book is bringing back so much. And I remember a post that I saw, and it said, damn, how many niggas would you have to fuck to make you want to become celibate? And I know I shared that story before, but I was going down in my book, and I was like, God damn, Leslie, you had a fucking party. But it took me back to one time when we had a sleepover at Tasha's house. I mean, it's me, Tasha, Keisha, Ray, me, Lil Man. We all over there, and this song was playing in the living room speaker, and everybody was in there fucking like they had the business to do so. This one, it's around our high school era, but this one is Ying Yang Twins featuring Avant, Bedroom Boom.
Oh, shit.
I know I be playing, but set aside the bullshit. I'm a grown ass man, but you gotta understand that I love the fuck. Can I hit it from the back or put your ass in the book? Screaming, shout it, what's up? Y'all be fucking the worst.
What?
We ain't got nothing to discuss. I'm simply trying to bust nuts. The temperature's rising, we're reaching the bed. Your eyes begin to roll in the back of your head.
Banging head voice, the loud noise, the sound of you screaming. Turn me on cause it sounds like you singing. Saying my name constantly, saying that it keep fucking me. Get it how you want it, long as you keep loving it. Put your thing down, boom, the bedroom, do it right. And it just might be a long night. Alright, now be quiet. You don't want them to hear us outside. Let me get on bottom while you ride.
That's what's going down tonight. Let me do your body right.
My bed will be booming for you.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom.
All between the sheets, baby.
Boom.
I wanna drive you crazy.
My bed will be booming for you.
Whoa. Together. I can hear the music playing, then I hear your voice saying, ooh, daddy, now just give it to me right there. Ooh, baby, take a handful of my head, cause you like it rough, can't get enough. Cause I'm the type of nigga that's gonna fill you up like a cup and make this love thing overflow. I won't stop until your body's telling me so.
Feet getting sticky from the strawberries and whipped cream.
If these walk the talk,
they will say this is one hell of a thing. Just like a gymnast.
From the bed to the dresser,
all type of crazy shit.
Faces
telling stories, bodies hiding so horny. Getting it from the rear, wanna whisper something in your ear.
I wanna love you all night, I promise.
Bedroom.
I can hear it, babe.
My bed will be booming for
we'll
you.
We'll be fucking all night.
bumping that ass. But you hitting that motherfucker like every time your last. Spread your legs like a bald eagle, work that back. Move like a snake when you do that. Now be quiet, you don't want them to hear us outside. Let me get on bottom while you ride. You're hotter than the eye on the stove. Temptation got you out of control. You're trembling like you're out of the cold. You're screaming you can't take it no more. Beat the pussy so bad we done fell on the floor.
You believe
it? Clothes in the kitchen and in the garage. All this love is waiting for you like a male divorce. See my dick stay hard and it's gonna stay cocked.
Yes.
And if a bitch fuck with me she getting a cherry pop.
This is serious business, baby.
That's a throwback for a throwback. That shit jam, I don't care.
Oh, me. I just hit the hardest Dougie to that song right. So, you know what? I can't wait till we in the studio because, you know what? We going to do it. We going to fucking do it. And y'all going to see the personalities we have and what we really bring in and the energy. Because, baby, I be live. I all over here by myself. I be live. You should have seen that. I threw a Millie Rock in there. Nah, that was a classic for sure. I don't know about everybody got a hunch, but I did a little bit of hunch into that, so I ain't gonna lie to you. that song's brought back a lot of memories, no lie. Girl, we used to pop on the wall, on the handstand, all of that. Kids, doing the most. Okay, so my next song here, I got Treat Me Like Somebody. I think I was in my feelings a little bit doing this playlist, but I don't care what nobody say. Treat Me Like Somebody, it hit every time, and I'm finna sing the fuck after the song. And I'm gonna sing it every time I hear the song.
I just want someone that'll keep it real with me. That's
Is that too fucking much, bitch? Nah, but that's my jam. I really love that song. That's forever, like, for real, forever. One of mine.
Yeah, is that too much, bitch? Yeah, you sound like me. But let me just say, Trinity, she do her best shit from 2012 with Winter Diaries, 2014 Winter Diaries 2. I could list the years in the motherfucking albums, EPs, all that shit. I jam them all. Definitely fuck with her. Like, she's definitely a vibe. And, you know, I know we are cracking down on time. So this one would be my last song for the night. And for this one, I just want to say, you know, long live my motherfucking three. And then his brother, like, I think he is an amazing artist. And to Corey, I just want to say, like, I feel like, well, I know, you know, your brother would be proud of you because, shit, you continuing what he started, so don't give up. And then this one is Mo 3 featuring Tory Lanez. They don't know.
Yeah.
Straight out of Dallas, I went to a palace, I came down on my bullshit. Liquor loaded, got a full clip. I know that she like to go tell all her friends that she ain't fucking with me. Ain't down with my, ain't down with my bullshit. She play around, but she stay down. That's the club be over when she pulling up. I go black on that pussy, my hoodie up. I just black in that wood and scoop it up. When I'm done, I just call her Uber up. She fuck Mo 3, she fuck Tory. She was acting like we wasn't good enough. She be lying, dog. Stalking and spying, dog. And knowing she wants some more.
They don't know how you be calling my name. No, they know that you be stalking my pain. Oh, they know I know you feel some kind of way. Putting on a show. But I bet that they don't know how you be calling my name. No, they know that you be stalking my pain. Oh, they know I know you feel some kind of way. Putting on a show. I don't mean to make you mad, but I won't say a thing. Them hoes that see you act like they got a wedding ring. Misery loves company, don't fall for that. And your friend keeps saying that I'm a dog, but she not far from that. I can't lie, I done did some things, so baby, I'm not ashamed. Ooh, we, I wanna be in your life. When I touch you, I make it rain. Drop dick, you saying my name, girl. I just wanna make it right. But I bet that they don't know how you be calling my name. No, they know that you be stalking my face. No, they know. I know you feel some kind of way. Putting on a show. But I bet that they don't know how you be calling my name. That you be talking my pain.
Oh, they know.
I know you feel some kind of way. Putting on a show.
Again, that is my last song for the night.
For sure. I love Mo 3. You already know. Long live him. For sure, for sure. But I only heard that song a couple of times. Like, literally a couple of times. Definitely, I think he outshined. You said that was with Toofy.
No, that was Tory Lanez. Don't start talking
Tory
about
Lanez.
Him. You know I like Tory Lanez, too.
I know, I know. Well, thing still, he got on that house like he always did. But, okay, so my last song, you know, I have to throw my girl in there, Janine Aiko, Stay Ready.
Stay ready. 24 hours. I promise you won't say anymore. You'll probably be waiting for us.
We don't use protection. I find myself reading no text messages when I'm bored. We find ourselves sexing till that connection is restored. I know that sounds immature, but if we never grow up, then I'm wishing good luck on the seats that's inside this Porsche. Come to me, come to me. Look at what you've done to me. You put a gun to me, then you brought the sun to me. Shine like blood.
Yeah, so that was the last song. Y'all go finish that. Stay Ready by Janine Aiko. Before we close out, I know you might want to say what you got to say, you know, go on and get it out real quick so we can give a proper closing and let the people know when we're coming back.
And the only thing I have to add tonight is failure is not the opposite of success. It is a part of success. And I appreciate everybody for listening.
Definitely appreciate y'all out there. Y'all come back and join us in the morning. Well, join me. I have a few positive motivational words for you to get your week started for a Motivational Monday, 9 a.m. Be sure to listen also. Next episode is Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Y'all fuck with us.
I got this joint forming in my bones. Who indeed took over my soul. Understand. I couldn't breathe if he ever said. Get on my knees till they bloody red. See, I don't know if you get it yet. He's like the lighter to my cigarette.